Oh yeah, you already know what time it is. Your favorite cousins are back. I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And you already know what time it is. We are the Silver Boys.
Yes,
Kyle, we are officially in October. So you know what that means, bro?
Yo, tell the fans what it means, Cam.
Guys, that means that we are in sports heaven. So first of all, we will have football nonstop every day for the next, 55 to 56 days now, all the way up until the day before Thanksgiving. Football is in the thick of things now, with the NFL being in week 5. College football, everyone's going into conference play now. The NBA is coming back. Preseason starts. Hockey's coming back. Their regular season starts. The WNBA is in the semifinals for both sides right now, as the Liberty are in a 2-0 lead against the Aces, and the Connecticut Sun and the Minnesota Lynx are 1-1 right now. And then you have baseball, who is now in a division series. And we have three of those division series are all rivals, starting off with the Detroit Tigers versus the Cleveland Guardians. You have the San Diego Padres versus the Los Angeles Dodgers, the New York Mets versus the Philadelphia Phillies. And then you got two of the best stars going head to head against each other, and Aaron Judge with the Yankees and Bobby Witt Jr. for the Kansas City Royals. Bro, this is heaven right now if you're a sports fan.
I agree. This is just genuinely like sports, like anything and everything you could want in sports matchups, you have
Yes.
right now. And with football, you know, just being in the thick of things, you know, narratives and, you know, certain players hurt, certain players, like, you know, maybe coming back, not coming back, you know, that just adds to the things. And then, like you said, basketball preseason starting, you know, on Thursday, like that's just to me, that is just heaven, heaven,
Yes.
heaven,
Yeah.
heaven. And there's nothing more that I could personally ask for as a sports fan. And there's nothing more other sports fan, like you said, baseball, thick of things. Like, you know, we getting into the playoffs with baseball, you know, NHL is starting, like, you know, there's just a whole bunch of things that to look forward to, I should say, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah. And I've had the luxury of being able to watch mainly all of the baseball games this past week for the wild card, and I'm blown away. Like it's really unpredictable on who's really going to win this whole thing. And it's been a while since I've said basically everybody in this field has a chance.
Word.
They
Okay.
have a chance,
That's what's
you know.
up.
Like
That's what's up.
when we talk about the playoffs for like whatever sport it is, we're always sitting here like, yeah, you know, they have a chance because they're in. No, I'm saying this because what I've witnessed from the top with the Yankees and the Dodgers all the way down to the Detroit Tigers with the Padres and the Mets, every team legitimately has a chance because everybody's playing at their peak right now. Everybody's going crazy right now. So more than impressed with what baseball is doing right now. So for all those who out there who, might want to get into a different sport, say baseball right now is probably one of them. Baseball postseason is unlike any other because it's, you know, one swing of the bat and everything changes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm excited for that. But we got some big news that came through in New York last Friday. So Karl Anthony Towns will be traded to the New York Knicks. Originally, it was just for Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo, but now they have finally figured out this whole trade and everybody that is involved. So the Knicks will be getting Karl Anthony Towns and the draft rights to James Nnaji. Timberwolves will get Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, Kieda, Bates Diop, a future first round draft pick from the Knicks that was via from the Pistons, and the Hornets got in on this trade. The Hornets will get Charlie Brown, Daquan Jeffries, Dwayne Washington Jr., two future second round picks via from the Knicks, a 2025 second round pick from the Wolves, and cash considerations. Oh, I was shocked when I first seen this, but I do remember it, and I'm pretty sure you remember it too. Over these past few years, there have been rumors of Cat coming over to the Knicks. That, you know, there have been rumors, and I was able to listen in on the NBA podcast for The Athletic, and the man that was able to the man that was that is the beat reporter for the Timberwolves for The Athletic, John Kruziak, I hope I'm saying his name right. He was reporting, and he said, so just some notes that I wrote down. Leon Rose was Cat's first agent. So the rumors of the Knicks getting Towns has been going on forever, right? The old Timberwolves president of basketball operations is now with the Knicks. I didn't look up his exact position, but now he's with the Knicks. After that happened, that's when the rumors started to increase a little more. Now, the Wolves were in a tight situation. They're trying to figure out how they were going to maneuver everything. You know, they're trying to stay under the second apron, also not trying to go over the luxury tax. So they had to, you know, take a look at the roster and see what they were going to do. But ultimately, they had to move Towns because his contract was limiting them from signing free agents and making trades.
Now
So,
that last little part is what we didn't know, I think.
yes, that was the biggest thing right there.
The fact that they believe the Timberwolves believe that Karl-Anthony Towns was in the way of them getting pieces towards a championship roster is what I basically took from what you just said.
Basically, and it wasn't, you know, it's not like it was his fault. You know, he is worth that money that he's got. You know, he's done exceptional, you know, being a guy on that team. And then after that, having Ant come in, and then he's handing over the reins to him so he could be the second guy. So, you know, not questioning his value at all. But yes, overall, that's what happens with teams all the time. It's just they sign these guys to these big contracts, and then the contracts get bigger because now you got to sign Ant Edwards, and now you got Rudy Gobert, and now you got to think about, oh snap, we got to sign Naz Reid because Naz Reid had did his thing in the playoffs, and guys like Jaden McDaniels had did their things in the playoffs, so now they got to sign them, and then now they're also thinking, man, how are we going to maneuver if, you know, maybe somebody becomes available and we want to take them in, but we can't take them in because we have this big contract blocking us. So then I think that's what it all came down to. It, you know, the sad thing is that yes, this is a business, so things like this happen all the time. And that's what it that you know that that's really what it just came down to. So now, you know, it's a whole different format. You know, the Knicks got themselves a big man, a much needed big man, a big man that can move, a big man that could space the floor out a lot, a big man that could, you know, essentially match a Kristaps Porzingis, which is, you know, what they're trying to, you know, who everybody's trying to, you know, mirror right now. And
I agree with
there's,
that. I agree with exactly what you're saying right now.
And that whole starting five too, and along with the fact that, you know, you have Joel Embiid right there in your backyard as well. So for me, for what I look at it, I see a lot of good value in it. Obviously, it hurts losing Dante. Dante, you know, he set the Knicks record for three pointers this past season. Julius had did his thing. He's the catalyst. He was the reason why the Knicks are even back to being as relevant as they are now. So thank you, big thank yous to him. And you know, hoping nothing but the best for him over in Minnesota. But I think with Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges, Karl-Anthony Towns, you know, Mitchell Robinson coming in and all these other guys, I think that they have a formula, but now it's just a matter of putting it together. And it sucks that it's happening now because you're literally only what, 2, 3 weeks away from the season.
Yeah, I agree because I think the from overall and the outside looking in, it would have been nice to see the Nova Knicks, like you know what I'm saying? And now, you know, Dante, you have Brunson, you got, you know, Josh Hart and Mikal Bridges. Like it just would have really like, you know, added to the allure of the Knicks, I think, and narrative of the Knicks, I think. And just also too, however, from the other side, now you have somebody, like you said, now you have somebody that can match Joel Embiid. You have somebody that can match Kristaps Porzingis. in somebody that's a three a big defensive guy and a big five slash four. Because I don't see Cat as a five.
Yeah,
He's a
no, he's not a
traditional
complete
five.
five.
He's a
He's
four. He's a four. He's a power forward. But he could hit you, he could get you threes, and he takes some of that ball dominantness from Jalen Brunson. He takes some of that away because now Jalen Brunson has somebody somewhat reliable to kick it to in Karl Anthony Towns. But Dante, he knew his role. He knew his role, and he could go and he could get you a bucket, a reliable 3-point shot, a reliable bucket. So that's what's a little concerning because I think that there are some questions around Karl Anthony Towns and him going to get you a bucket night in, night out in the playoffs. Also, I believe. But I like it. I now that I've had some days to marinate on it, I like it a lot. I really do, because Karl Anthony Towns is going to be that guy in the interior. He's going to be that guy. You don't have to rely on 6'1", 6'2", Jalen Brunson to go get you a bucket on the inside. And I think that that's where teams, had the Knicks gone up against the Celtics, that's where the Celtics would have took advantage of them.
They would have been able to switch guys like shoot, they would have been able to switch all four of their starting four on them,
All four.
From Holiday to White to Brown to
Five.
Tatum, the
Five.
five. Yeah, if they really want, and put KD on
Five
him
could have
too.
switched
But
in and out everywhere.
yeah. So this is gonna. This is. I feel like it balances out the scoring a little more for the Knicks too. And at the end of the game, I will see if they're gonna give it to Brunson. But at the end of the game, you could still, if Brunson can get in, create, collapse the middle, and then kick it out to Carl, you can live with that all day.
That opens up a whole nother dimension of an offense, though. Instead of having Brunson up top or on the wing on the side, just trying to ISO, trying to isolate into the shot clock, you know?
And I know one thing that everybody kept alluding to, Carl does questionable things, like he gets over eager on defense when he's trying to block shots and things of that nature. See it like this: he's back with his old coach in Tom Thibodeau. He's grown a lot more. He's been put in different scenarios. He was deep into the playoffs last season. He could take a lot of that experience. He brings it over to this Knicks squad, but in the Knicks team that has a lot of experience themselves too. Yeah, hey man, I the you know the. They have it. They got a good amount of what they need. I think the only thing is their depth. That's the only thing that I'm worried about is their depth. But Tom Thibodeau only goes like six guys anyway, and so I don't think that's really
You're
gonna matter.
lucky if you get to 7-8,
You
in
know,
that rotation.
exactly.
I agree. I agree. The depth is, like you said, it's definitely a question mark, but if Jalen Brunson, if Josh Hart, if Mikal Bridges, and if Cat, and even Mitchell Robinson, if he can stay healthy and they can do what they need to do later on down in the stretch when the game matters the most in clutch time, I think that they'll be okay. I think that they'll be okay.
I think so too. I think so too. But yeah, no, this starting five is very, very interesting. Very
Definitely,
interesting. It,
definitely.
especially and my biggest worry before they got Carl was, how are they going to defend the paint? Because Mitchell Robinson isn't going to come back immediately. You know what I mean? You lost Hartenstein. And Precious did his thing, coming in off the bench and filling in that void too. I forgot about him. But
We were
the thing
totally
was
forgetting about OG and Anunoby.
an OG, yes, an OG. Oh my goodness. Ugh, so sorry about that one. I am so sorry about that
Like
one.
that, I apologize as well.
So sorry about that one, but yeah, this team they got a good amount of guys, man. They got a good amount of defensive players too, which I think that we're as a media whole, no one has really talked about a lot. This team is really good defensively. very
I agree.
long too.
I agree. Very long. Very long. Got some wing defenders. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. But yeah, no, more on that coming. More on that one coming. But
Absolutely. Absolutely.
NFL last week was weird, to say the least. Very weird, to say the least. So you had teams like the Broncos beating the Jets 10 to
10
9.
9.
Like, where is that coming from? Green Bay almost mounts a comeback on Minnesota after Minnesota jumps out to a huge lead. Atlanta just outlasts New Orleans. Chicago gets a pretty good win over the Rams. Indianapolis gets over on Pittsburgh by 3. Tampa Bay stomps on the Eagles, bro. Stomps on those dudes. The Bengals finally get their first win. Houston out is able to outlast Jacksonville, which I thought that should have been a blowout. Washington is truly turning heads. If you are not paying attention, you really need to pay attention to what's going on down in the DMV, because those boys did not come to play. Okay? They will roll into your stadium and they will take everything you got. All right? So let's make sure that we put everybody on notice on what's
Jaden
going on
Daniels,
with
82
Jaden
percent,
Daniels.
82% completion percentage. Are you joking?
Bro,
In the first four games, in the first four.
bro, bro.
That's
That's
disgusting.
that is what we expect a Heisman Trophy winner to look like when he comes into the NFL. But you know what I mean? That's what we expect. I didn't expect no 80% though. You know what I mean? I expect that. But the way that he's out here
80%.
just, but the way that he's out here just dominating, bro. Shout out to Coach Kingsbury, man. Shout out to them. Shout out to who else is there? Dan Quinn. Shout out to the head coach Dan Quinn on that too, man. They really over there doing their thing, bro. Kansas City, they might be losing Rashee Rice. They haven't done any tests yet. They're waiting for the swelling to go down before they see anything else. They initially said that it was an ACL, but now they're waiting. So it makes me think that who knows? It might not be as bad as we think it is. So, but Kansas City, that's another team where it's like, I feel like it don't matter who's there and who's not. They just figure out a way.
They just find a way to win. They just find a way to win whenever it matters. Like, think about it. The Chargers scored 10 points in the first quarter, and then they didn't score. They
Didn't
didn't
score at
score.
all.
Didn't
Didn't
score.
score at all. Shout out to Spags, bro.
Come on. Come on. Best defense
Have
in the league right now.
shout out to Spags, bro. That's my guy right there. True. Baltimore stomps on Buffalo. Stomps on Buffalo. There were conversations of Buffalo being the best team in the league until they seen Baltimore. And
Baltimore came and put a halt to that.
the all black unis too. As soon as Derrick Henry hit that hole in that on that first play,
First play.
boy,
First play. First play.
boy, I knew it was a wrap. You knew it was a wrap from there. You knew it. It wasn't nothing that they could do. Josh Allen them played. They played an all right game. They just so happened to run into the Ravens, who were desperate for another win. So. You know what I mean? Tennessee was able to win with their backup quarterback. That was good. That was crazy. And then Detroit looking like they're starting to come into form and everything with their guys,
Definitely,
and
definitely.
being able to outlast Geno Smith in Seattle, even though Geno Smith still had like 395 yards through the air,
Gen
and
no, but
Kenneth Walker had 3 touchdowns.
Geno in Seattle is definitely a team to watch out for.
Yeah,
Most
yeah.
definitely.
Yeah. I'm very surprised on what they're doing right now. Can
But that Detroit man, the Detroit Lions. They that team right now
Yeah, no, they're
because like you got San Fran, all of their injuries, like Dallas isn't looking the way that they should. Like
neither are the
there's a
Eagles.
gap in that NFC right now, and Detroit is
Detroit.
right there for and they right there to take it. They right there
Yeah.
to take it.
Yeah, no, that offense is clicking, bro. Every time I would turn the game back on, as I'm watching the game, I was clicking back and forth between that game and the Tennessee game just to check in what was going on over there, even though I didn't really care for it. But every time I went back into the Detroit game, it was like, bro, you guys really keep scoring, and they don't stop.
Never
It's like an
stop.
avalanche. It reminds me of what the old Kansas City teams used to look like when they had Tyreek Hill. Like, you know what I mean? Like, once they start, they don't know how to stop exactly. So that, yeah, that Detroit team is very scary right now. Very, very scary.
I agree. I agree. And they got a two-headed monster at running back too. Are you joking? Jahmir Gibbs and David Montgomery? Are you joking?
That's my favorite. That's my favorite running back duo right now. That's my favorite running back duo right
You
now. I don't
can't
think
stop
anybody
them.
else is
You
better
can't
than them.
stop them. You can't stop them.
Not at all. Not even close.
Too many weapons.
Previewing week five. Actually, we just finished the Thursday night game. Atlanta was able to outlast Tampa Bay in overtime. Well, that was a thriller. That was easily the best Amazon Thursday night game that we've had so far. And we can only pray for more of those, right?
Most definitely.
The Jets and Minnesota fly across the pond to London to face off against each other at 9:30 in the morning on Sunday. Then after that, just highlighting some big time games. You got Baltimore going to Cincinnati. You're gonna have Washington hosting Cleveland. Houston hosts Buffalo, who will try to bounce back from their big time loss. Arizona and San Francisco in a rivalry game. You have Dallas going off to Pittsburgh Sunday night, and then you've got New Orleans going into Kansas City Monday night. So some pretty good games coming through in the
Definitely,
NFL
most
this coming
definitely.
weekend.
Yeah, most definitely. We got some games to look forward to, and it's going to be telling of, like, who's going to make a statement in the mud right now? Who's going to make a statement in the mud? And I think some of these teams definitely can. Steelers most definitely can. You understand what I'm saying? The Packers, I think, can genuinely, like, genuinely.
But then,
Texans and the Bills can, depending on who comes out on top of that game.
with the Packers getting back Love was very he looked a little gingerly in the in that first half, like the first quarter more so. And then once the second half came, they just started pressing on that gas pedal, and they just started getting to it, and they started to really dissect that Minnesota defense a little bit. And it shows that the Minnesota defense does have certain weaknesses. It's just a matter of you being able to find them, you know, because Brian Flores is really good at disguising all that stuff. And he's really good at just going back and watching the game again and watching the film over. That defense is crazy, bro. They don't even be set sometimes, and they're still able to do crazy things to you. That, like, you know what I mean? Like, when was there ever a time where you seen a defense not set and they're still able to stop you?
Never, never.
Exactly. Like, dudes are out of place. Everyone's walking all over the place. You don't know if they're in a zone or a man. Next thing you know, boom, they're in a cover two, Tampa two. You're like, wait, what? You know what I mean? Or like, there was this one play that Darren Lasky showed where all 11 guys were at the line. All 11 guys are at the line. Imagine being the quarterback and you're like, oh no. Because you don't know what's going to happen. Are they going to go into a zone? Are they in a man? Like, what is happening
Are they
here?
blitzing? Like,
Are they
exactly.
blitzing? Exactly. Like, you don't know what is happening there. So it's a big shout outs to them and what they're doing, and very interested to see how the Jets will do against that team on Sunday. Going to got to get into college because we're already at almost at the end of this episode. Last week, wow, Kyle, we were waiting. We were way old. Before we get to that, Rutgers won a big game against Washington,
Yes, they
21
did.
to
Yes,
21
they
to 18, excuse me. And Kyle Manunga went crazy, and so did Jonah Coleman on Washington with 148 yards right there. Man, but the game of the weekend,
Game of the year.
game of the year, excuse me,
If y'all
excuse
don't know his
me, game
name,
of the
Ryan Williams. If y'all don't know his name,
Y'all don't know that name. If you don't know this other name and Jalen Milroe, let me tell you something. I've been a fan of Jalen Milroe ever since last year, and this was like before he became, you know, Jalen Milroe, before he started taking Bama on, right? Watching him from last year to this year, the progression is amazing. He was making throws that I know last year Jalen wouldn't even dare to dream of making.
You're right. You're right. You're
The
absolutely right.
wheel route to Jam Miller for that second touchdown. He's able to go through his progressions. If he doesn't have anything, he's going to run. He's a big time threat because he will brush off tackles easily. He's a big body. Like, I think it was Jeff Saturday who said it. He was like, yeah, me and my son met him and he looked like a linebacker. Imagine a linebacker playing quarterback. What are you supposed to do with that?
No idea.
You know what I mean? What are you supposed to do with that? But that game was everything and more. That game was easily, in my opinion, that game was, it's up there with one of the best college games I've ever seen. It's up there with Georgia and Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl back when they had Nick Chubb, Sony Michel going against Baker Mayfield and those boys. And it goes up there with that next game where Georgia and Alabama play each other, where Jalen Hurts started off and then Tua led them on that game with a touchdown to Devontae Smith. It's up there with those games. The excitement, how unpredictable it was, and I knew Georgia was going to come back because I remember Kirby Smart when he went to the locker room. He was impressed. He wasn't nervous. He just said, "We just got to get the ball." He said, "We just got to get the ball, and we got to do something with it." That's all he said. That's how I knew that they were going to come back and they were going to make this a game. They were able to get to Alabama's freshman secondary and get to pick them apart a little bit until they finally figured out, hey, maybe I should probably just turn my head and I should be able to pick up this ball, and which they did in order to win the game. Ryan Williams, bro, he's only 17. He doesn't turn 18 until February. He doesn't turn 18 until February. He doesn't turn 18 until after the season is over, y'all. This is crazy. This is insanity.
And he's over here making Georgia five-star defenders look like clowns.
And this is a veteran Georgia team too. This isn't like freshman versus freshman. No, this is freshman versus sophomore, juniors, seniors, and he's making them look silly.
This kid is nice, yo. This kid is genuinely nice. And it's scary to see.
Yes. It's very scary to see. Like, what do you do with that? He caught that ball midair, runs, stops on a dime, and makes both of them run and makes both Georgia defenders run into each other and then runs around them into the end
Spin
zone.
moves, looks at them, runs around them, keeps going.
Where did they do that at? Where are they getting these guys?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, Cam. I don't know.
Hey,
I don't
look,
know.
man, I am more than happy that we got to witness that. And the crazy part is, that was just one game. We still have a whole SEC conference play to go. You know what I mean? These guys still got things going on. Georgia has a couple tough ones coming up later on. They have Texas pretty soon in a couple weeks. Then they have Ole Miss and Tennessee next month. You know, you got Bama. Bama themselves have some tough ones. They got Tennessee coming up in a couple weeks, and then after that in a row they have Missouri, and then they see LSU, then they have Mercer, then after that they see Oklahoma before they see Auburn in the Iron Bowl. Both of these teams, bro, these are the top two teams, and not even adding Texas, who's scheduled that I wasn't even able to read off of. These top two teams have tough schedules to go against. And this is only beginning. We haven't even gotten into the discussion of what the college football playoffs will even look like, which will be coming soon. Once they release those rankings, I will tell you guys how everything goes down. I promise. Once they release those rankings, I will give you guys the format and I will lay it out for all of you. But wow. Amazed, and I am impressed with everybody from Bama to Georgia and then on. I'm way more than impressed from what I'm seeing from a good amount of these teams right now.
That's all you can be. That's all you can be, Cam. That's it. That's it. These teams, they putting on a show for us. They showing right now. And that's all I can ask for as a fan, brother. That's all I can ask for.
Me and you both. Before we get up out of here, we only got like 30 seconds. Before we get up out of here, I'll read some of the games to look forward to. So Saturday, you have Missouri versus Texas A&M. You're gonna have SMU versus Louisville. You're gonna have Georgia versus Auburn. Ole Miss versus South Carolina is gonna really telling how Ole Miss is gonna react after them losing to Kentucky in a shocker. Iowa versus Ohio State. Rutgers visits Nebraska, who Rutgers looks to keep going with their undefeated season. And then Tennessee versus Arkansas. Michigan goes and visits Washington in a rematch of their championship game from last season. So you got some games this weekend that are looking real, real good.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait, brother. I can't wait. Yes, sir.
Like I said, guys, October is the best month. Every sport is on. There's no excuses. Everybody has come to play. So I'm ready for whatever happens, buddy. I'm ready for whatever happens.
And best believe the Silver Boys will be covering it. Yes, sir.
Oh, you already know. But till then, I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And this is the Silver Boys.
Thank you, thank you.